ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12. आचार्यो अरणिर आद्य स्याद अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्संधानां प्रवचनम् तत्संधानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधि सुखावह. आचार्यो अरणिर आद्य स्याद अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्संधानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधिः सुखावह. आचार्यवरणिराद्य स्याद् अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्संधानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधिः सुखावह. आचार्यवरणिराद अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्सान्धानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधि सुखावह. आचार्यवरणिरादस्याद् अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्संधानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधि सुखावह. आचार्यवरणिरादस्याद् अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्संधानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधि सुखावह. माताजी आचार्यवरणिरादस्याद् अन्तेवासी उत्तरारणी तत्संधानं प्रवचनम् विद्यासंधि सुखावह. वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग आचार्य द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर अरणी सेक्रेड किंडलिंग वुड used in the sacrificial fire. Adyah, held beneath, sat, is to be considered. Antevasi, the disciple. Uttarah, at the top. Arani, kindling wood. Tatsandhanam, the stick in the middle, which connects the upper and lower wood. Pravacharam, instructions. Vidya, transcendental knowledge. Sandhihi, like the fire arising from the friction that spreads throughout the firewood. Sukha, happiness. Avaha, bringing. Translation. The spiritual master can be compared to the lower kindling stick, the disciple to the upper kindling stick, and the instruction given by the guru to the third stick placed in between. The transcendental knowledge communicated from guru to disciple is compared to the fire arising from the contact of these, which burns the darkness of ignorance to ashes, bringing great happiness both to the guru and disciple. Purport. When the darkness of ignorance is burned to ashes, the dangerous life of ignorance is also eradicated. And one can work for his true self-interest in full knowledge. In this verse, the word Adhyaha means original, and it indicates the spiritual master who is compared to the sacred kindling stick held below. From the spiritual master, transcendental knowledge like fire is spread to the disciple. Just as friction between two sticks of firewood produces fire, similarly, bona fide contact between the spiritual master, who is the representative of Krishna, and a sincere disciple produces the fire of knowledge. When the disciple takes shelter of the lotus feet of spiritual master, he automatically acquires perfect knowledge of his original spiritual form. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yotaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So today's verse, specifically talking about guru and disciple relationship and how the transfer of knowledge happens. We see that in the today's world, everybody knows the word guru. They might not be knowing the true meaning of the guru, but the word is famous. Right from Jada Vidya to Brahma Vidya, everybody knows that we need a guru, teacher. But the paradigm is different. Like if you go to any school for admission that I want my child to be learned in your school, then you'll find that there's a list of requirement they gave, you know. That all the books, all the textbooks, the pen and the bag and everything you will have to buy from the school. The dress, we will choose what he will wear, what lunch he will bring. And even the conveyance will be done by our bus. I mean, you'll have to use our bus. And if you ask them, but what about education? They'll say, you can put your children in tuitions. In the sense, the very facility for that with the school is being built, the extravagance of material world has taken away the main essence. But when it comes to spiritual knowledge, Brahma Vidya, which is here it is written that actually burns away all the ignorance which is around us. When the demigods comes to know that Krishna has taken shelter of in the womb of Devaki, then all of them comes as prison house to offer their prayers. And in one of the prayers they say that Swayam Samuttirya Sudustaram Dhuman Bhavarnavam Bhimam Adabhra Saurudaha Bhavat Padamboruha Navamatrate Nidhaya Yataha Sadanugraho Bhavan. They say that, my dear Lord, you are like a sun who is illuminating all the darkness around in this material world. Everywhere we see this material world is full of darkness. And you, my dear Lord, you are sending your representative, your confidential devotee, Adabhra Savrutaha. And what they do, they give us this spiritual knowledge, Acharya. They give us the way, the method to cross this ocean of ignorance. And you approve that method, my dear Lord. With that, we cross this Bhavaranamam Bhimam, which is this Aranam, Bhava Aranamam, the ocean of this material world is very fearsome. Most of us, we have now come to know that how fearful situation this is. But most of the people do not know that. But once we know that how fearsome it is, then more eagerly we will take shelter of such a process, which is compared to the boat. Nava Matrate, Lord gives that this instruction are said to be the boat. So in the ocean, when we are in the boat, it's a safer process, a safer place, and it actually guarantees us to cross the ocean. If you take a human life, general human life cycle, Prahlad Maharaj gives in his teachings to his classmate, he says that averagely everybody lives 100 years. But those who are materially attached will spend most of half of their life in sleeping. You know, 12 hours they will sleep. So if we'll say 24 hours a day, so 50 years goes in sleeping only. And then he says that Mukdhaste Bale Kaishore Kridate. First 10 years, the person do not know who is he, where is he. So Mukdhasya, he is bewildered. So 10 years goes in that. And Bale Kridati. And another 10 years goes in what? The playing. So 20 years has gone. Yati Vimshati. 20 years has gone. Then Jaraya Grasta Dehasya. Last 20 years, if we take of our old age, our whole body, even though it wants to do so many things, but it can't do anything because of Jaraya. The old age doesn't allow you to do what you want to do. So, remaining 50 years, out of them, 40 years has also gone. And remaining 10 years, what happened? Shesham Graheshu Saktasya. And those who have no knowledge, then what is the aim of human life? They will continuously spend their time in what? Griheshu Saktasya. All the activities related to their kutumba. And where is the time where we can find the source of light, source of knowledge? In this way, most of the people spend their life. Once Prabhupada, in early years, when he wanted to build a Juhu temple, he came, and so he was one very pious Hindu businessman met him, Mr. Sethi. And he requested Prabhupada that you can stay with me in my house. So next day when in the morning he went to Prabhupada and sat very close to him near his lotus feet. And he was ready to hear instructions. And Prabhupada compassionately asked him, okay, so what do you do every day? What is your daily routine? So Mr. Sethi said, Prabhupada, I get up early in the morning, I brush my teeth, I take my bath, I read newspaper, what is happening around, I take tea, breakfast, and I talk to my relatives, my family members, and then I go to work. Prabhupada said, even pigs do that. What is the difference? What extra you do? So Mr. Sethi immediately got very shocked, but then he introspected that he is the true guru actually. He is not flatterer. He actually wants me to benefit from this human form of life. So we see that among the 84 lakh species of life, only human life, human body, human intelligence is evolved in such a way that where we can actually inquire, who am I? And what really am I supposed to do to become happy and to do exactly right thing what this human body is meant for. So, if you take up the Vedas, and Vedas says only one thing. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta. Those who are jigyasu, shreyam uttamam. Those who want to know what is the real benefit we can achieve, then he has to approach guru. There is only one way. Seek out the bona fide guru who can give you guidance. Otherwise, in this darkness, we won't be able to find the right path. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. So these are the some of the quotations from the Vedas which gives that the first thing what the bewildered person should do is find out a guru who will guide him. Now question comes, who is actually guru? What is the definition of guru? How we can identify guru? So scripture says that Guru means heavy. Means if you take everybody's opinion, then we'll find that his opinion is heavy. Because he carries the message of Krishna, the absolute truth. That's why his opinion will be the heavier. Another meaning of guru is one who removes the ignorance. Gu means darkness and ru means one who removes guru. And general conception of people in Kali Yuga is that even in this aspect also people want to search guru, for they see the external appearance. So guru is not to be seen but heard. General, the tendency is that in the market who is the famous guru who has, so I should have that guru, because it's a social custom that wherever the amount of people are there more, that everybody follows. Even in kirana shop you find some more people go mall, they also go there. But that is not the criteria where we should find guru. We should find that how many people have changed or transformed their life by hearing from a guru. If suppose here right now, if suppose a highly advanced, look, suppose Vasudev comes here. Just imagine big jatas and the beard and all. How will it relate? Half of the people will run away. So the appearance is not that what matters, but what he speaks. We have to be seeing that what he hears, or what he speaks. And hearing should be the criteria. In Bhagavatam we see a Rahugun, a king, who sees a highly advanced devotee, Jadabharat, as a madman. He says he's a dull fellow and he cannot do the simple thing of carrying the palanquins, and he chastises him. Only when Jadabharat speaks the absolute truth, the knowledge, Raghugun gets down and fall flat to this Jadabharat, and everybody gets shocked. What has happened? So when you hear from Guru, you identify actually he is the actual Guru. Just like Mr. Sethi understood that he is a genuine person. Similarly, one episode happened that in earlier Prabhupada disciple, Hari Vilas Prabhu, he was from Alachua, he was a temple president. And the temple room was very small. And whenever Prabhupada used to come to any temple in that time, in those times, so everybody would come to meet. So that room was fully packed. And as he was temple president, he was managing everybody, prasad is ready or some everything. And then he came late and Prabhupada was asking everyone, what type of services are you doing? And then from the very entrance, Harivilas Prabhu started coming inside. So it's so jam-packed and he was coming. Everybody was disturbed by his activity. Still, he wanted to come. And he came straight to Prabhupada and came near to him. And one person was introducing Prabhupada to all the devotees. Prabhupada, he is our best book distributor. So Prabhupada said, oh, very nice. And as soon as this person saw that, oh, Harivilas Prabhu came. So immediately, the person was telling his experience to Prabhupada. Immediately he said, yes, Prabhupada, and he is our temple president, Harivilas Prabhu. Prabhupada said, okay, then and then again he looked at this very new devotee and he said, what kind of impediments come in your book distribution? So actually this Harivilas Prabhu was so shocked, he was embarrassed. He said, I am the person in the temple and Prabhupada even didn't look at me. And he is talking to a very new person. But then he immediately understood, he is my guru who knows that I am a proud person. I am just seeing my position. And he wants to correct me. He knows that this is not the right way I should be in when I am temple president. So if we are genuine, then we'll certainly find that all the activities of guru will not disturb us, will actually evolve us more and more to take shelter of him, to take shelter of his instructions. And we see that in this life, nobody can say that, oh, I am very well situated, I don't need any guru. Everybody is full of anxiety. So, there is a dire necessity everybody should have a guru. It's not that just a fashion that everybody should have a guru, then I will find a very famous guru. That shouldn't be there. So that's why Shastra says that we have to understand where we are. That's why every day we saying that sansara dava nala leedha loka. This whole world, material world is like a fire, which nobody has set up this fire, but automatically difficulties and miseries comes in everybody's life. Nobody asks for this misery. But only praptasya kalyana gunarana vasya. By the mercy of Guru, what happened? Karuna ghana ghanatvam. The forest fire cannot be extinguished by small water supply, but only by the huge amount of rain. This auspicious rain can extinguish that fire, and that is given by the mercy of Guru. What he does, actually, by his activity, he teaches us that what is the only aim of life. The only aim of life is just similar example given by in the Shastra, that Guru should be considered our main personality, that is, captain of our ship. Nirdeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. So Guru is said as a karnadhar. Karnadhar means captain. And whole ship is there, there are all skilled person, but if there is no captain, then there is no surety that we will be saved. So we have all the facility that now here in this verse, our human body is considered as a boat, Guru as a karanadhar, and if we accept Guru, then whatever teachings he gives us through Vedas, through Shastras, that acts as a favorable wind that will force us to go forward, to cross this ocean of ignorance. And all the facilities given, if we do not make use of it, then what will happen? Puman bhavabdhin na taret sa atmaha. Shastra says that this person is considered to be a person who commits suicide. All the facilities should not be is not used, and he is wasting his life. Now, first thing comes that if we need a guru, then we have to find a guru. While finding guru, we need to know what are his characteristics. So general tendency, we shouldn't go to guru who will solve our material problems. How can I find more profit in my business? This shouldn't be the question to be asked, or any family problem. We should know that the main thing is guru na sasyat, svajanan na sasyat, pita na sasyat. All the most formidable positions, like there we are depend, we have a dependence. This position should not be used by a person who do not know how to take the dependence out of the birth and death cycle. One who has not come up to that stage, he should not take any responsible position. The Shastra describes that. So what is the spiritual master? So there are, while finding a guru, we should see these two things. First is Shrotriyam and Brahma Nishtham. Shrotriyam means he must have heard from his guru about the absolute truth. First thing, he should not be self-made guru. That okay, somehow or other I am enlightened and now I became a guru. No, first he has accepted. He must have accepted a guru in a disciple succession. Means his guru must have accepted his guru, and that should have started from right from Krishna. That is the authentic guru shishya parampara, disciple succession. That is a bona fide sampradaya. And second thing is Brahma Nishtham. That means the guru should have a firm faith in the instruction of his guru. And he should know how to convince the crowd according to the time, place and circumstances. How can this message should be transferred to the people? Because during every generation, the acceptance, process of acceptance and the degree changes, the people's lifestyle changes. So, guru should be equipped with the knowledge, the how to transfer the knowledge in according to time, place and circumstance. These two things should be seen, and then this, what happens is, guru is below stick, disciple is upper stick, and the friction, that is upadesh, will actually transform their life. What exactly this friction means? Guru's job is a two-way job, where he has to be compassionate, at the same time he has to be very firm. Otherwise, either of extremity won't work. Too much compassion or too much rigid. So guru, what he does is, Shri Vigrahara Dhana Nitya Nanam Shringar Tan Mandira Marjanadev Yuktasya Bhakta Ninja Yoti. So Shri Vigraha Aradhana, he teaches the disciple what is his actual duty. In his constitutional position, he should be worshipping Krishna. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nitya Nana Shringar, various ways he should be dressing the deities. And Mandira Marjanado, the temple, how to clean it, as taken as a cleaning of his heart. And in this way, he trains the disciple in his constitutional position. Just like a surgeon, he takes a new surgeon. And immediately a new surgeon doesn't operate on the patient. By seeing a particular, the instruction, by hearing, by seeing, automatically the new surgeon becomes a surgeon. So, a guru makes his disciple guru. So the success of a guru is, in the sense, the whole, that compassion and firmness, the message should be intact and should be given in compassionate way. That should be the success will be seen when the disciple becomes a guru. And how this happens? As a surgeon, he has to put faith in his guru surgeon, and then he sees the intricate, he understands and learns the intricacy of surgery. Similarly, disciple has to completely satisfy Guru. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Then only Krishna's mercy will be received by the disciple. If he could not satisfy Guru, and he might be achieve big feat, whatever he does big, doesn't make any sense. He will not achieve Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna represents, Krishna is here through his representative as a Guru. So, so there's a saying in the scripture that Guru should be seen as a, disciple should treat Guru as a God. That doesn't mean Guru is a God. But they are one in purpose. Krishna says, surrender unto me. And Guru says, surrender unto Krishna. That way, they are one in purpose. So that way, we with this blunt material senses cannot serve Krishna now directly. But we have an opportunity to please Guru Maharaj, Guruji, our spiritual master, by all our activities. And then automatically Krishna becomes pleased. That is the way to achieve the goal. So, one should not come under this conception that Guru means Krishna. So, one in purpose that we have to understand that over the period of time, the amount of disciples grow, the tendency may, the message may get diluted. That demand may come that Guru Maharaj, we can serve in this way. So the diversion may happen and go to the philanthropic activities also more. But Guru has to be, we have to see that the one in purpose means the Guru should not divert his attention away from glorification of the Lord. That is his main only business, is glorification of the Lord. That is one in purpose. Just like if one country, two countries are not in good friendship, they have enmity, then one country, the president sends his spy to another country. And the spy lives in another country just like their countrymen. He is not identified as an enemy. He does all activities as if he is that countryman. But his main purpose is what? The same purpose of what his president or prime minister is there. So similarly, there and over the period of time, that spy should not forget that why I came here. I mean, or maybe in this way we can dilute the thing. So that oneness we have to understand that if Karishye Vachanam Tava. So while doing, the devotee also while doing, all the material activities may get involved, may get confused. What is my real duty? So, Guru's job is to give constant knowledge. Connection of Guru is, then we have to understand, get, what is Krishna's job is my job. That Karishye Vachanam Tava means that is oneness in Krishna and Guru. So how can I find Guru? So one thing we must have known that what did we do to come to find a Guru? What if practical realization we ask ourselves, then there are only two ways to achieve Guru. Is one way is we can get any agya sukruti, we can get attracted to any devotional limbs of the or any devotee, or we may help any devotee, or maybe Guru directly, and then we may get connected to him. Or the second criteria is we get frustrated with all these material activities, and then Chaitya Guru is within. When we ask, is there any way out? So when Krishna within our heart, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, so he has matta smritir jnanam apohanam. So he gives us knowledge. He gives us forgetfulness. So when we take shelter of Chaitya Guru, then he will send us Guru. So there are only one way. Some way our activities attracts, takes us to Guru, or our prayers. Krishna will send us to Krishna will send Guru to us if we are very genuinely frustrated in material life. And we do not take any other shelter but a God, within, Paramatma, within our heart. So that is the one way. But we see that even in this Kali Yuga, that's Prayana Alpa Isha Sabhya Kalau Asmin Yuga Jana, even in this material world where somebody comes to takes Guru's shelter, then when we say that this friction, this knowledge transfer is a sort of some very troublesome process. Friction means fire. Fire is some troublesome. So many times people get bewildered or angry or embarrassed or insulted by the behavior of Guru, and they may leave. That's why I said, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Hi Upadrataha. Few years back, I went to meet one of my friend, and there was a long gap, and she didn't know that I became Hare Krishna devotee. So when I went to her house, the first thing was, she was really shocked. What kind of dress you are wearing? So I generally never go to meet anybody, but at that moment I thought that this is the mistake what I did. Again I have to hear all this philosophy, why you did this, this is not the time and all. So I was thinking to return back, but she called her mother, look who has come. And she came, and she's a 65, 70 year old lady. She saw me and said, Hare Krishna. So immediately, I was really alarmed. Even how do you know that I am Hare Krishna? So he says, your dress, your Kanti Mala Tilak, and your bead bag. By seeing this, I know you are Hare Krishna. So I was really happy that prospectus, there's some prospective candidate is there. So I immediately started conversation. I neglected my friend because unnecessary trouble who will take. So I asked her, that means you must have seen some devotee before. She said that, even both of you were not born, since from that time I know Hare Krishna. So she is a doctor, and maybe in her, she said, before marriage, I went to US and saw this Hare Krishna dancing, and foreigners dancing and chanting Hare Krishna tune. So I was really amazed and I wanted to meet them. But Manda, in the sense, she said, okay, now she was young and so many friends, so let us tour the US, so less time. She said, well, later we'll do that, okay. But she was having a strong impression that, I want to do this. And later, after a few days, again she saw Hare Krishna. Then she told her friend that, let us go, meet them. But the friend said, no, don't you know, they are Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Dam Maro Dam, you have not seen this movie. They are all, they take drugs, and that conspiracy of CIA and all stuff. So misguided. Sumanda Matayo. So even though we have a inclination to go to some very authentic spiritual organization, some misguided people will come in our life. But and she was very much, dependent on them. So she said, okay, how can I go alone? They are my, mates. Okay. So she was held back. And eventually she said, I got married. And unfortunately what happened, her husband was atheist. So they kept on going and meeting so many times to Hare Krishna people. But Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, is that an unfortunate situation was that her husband was atheist. She said, why God is needed? Work is worship. So they built a big hospital. Both doctors work day and night and earns a lot of money. And she said, now we were talking, and a long time we had a talk. She told me, and then she was really into it. Hare Krishna. Even then she asked me that in the whole life I tried to do so many spiritual activities, but my husband stopped me. And then eventually he died. And then this daughter, she got married, she went to US. And now again I am anxious. Her children are now getting foreign influence. So I want to take them back to India, but they don't want to come. So much trouble. Upadrutaha. Always disturbed. And now I am 65, 70. I can't do anything. And she said that, I regret. I regret. You know, I don't feel that I've done anything very special, but she said that you have sat at this, you have accepted Guru and you are doing this spiritual activity. I regret. And I could see her face that she was very genuinely saying that I have wasted my life. That everything I have, but the main thing I just missed it. So this shouldn't happen in our life. That all the facility, so then I came to conclusion that how it is very important to preach. Whoever is not envious should be, you know, fall out like anything. Then, you know, somehow, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we have to spend gallons of blood to bring one person to Krishna. So if we take this credit, I mean, take this effort, then we may get Guru's mercy. Somehow, even if we get a Guru, first question is they say that if for getting knowledge, what I have to do? What should I do after getting Guru? Then, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnina sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanas jnaninas tattva darshinaha. If three things we have to do is, we have to do pranipata sevaya and pariprasnena. So, this process of getting knowledge is if we consider it as a cooking something, then most important thing in cooking is what? Fire. So, guru is a fire and disciple has to cook. So, this first very important thing is the pot should be near to the fire, isn't it? If a fire is there and if you keep far distance, so distance is what? Distance is the faithful surrender. We should have firm faith that he is the person who will take me back to God, Krishna. So if we do not have that faith, then we'll always keep distance. And however we try, how long we'll keep doing this devotional service, if we do not have faith, faithful surrender to Guru, then it will not be cooked. Nothing will be cooked. So that distance is proper, should be proper all the time. That we have said, Hari Vilas Prabhu said, whatever he does, with that perspective, why he is doing it, what is the perspective? Mr. Sethi also thought that he is a genuine person. So that faithful surrender is the distance. But only pot is not important, we have to have an ingredient. What is to be cooked? So that is service. Service attitude should be there. Because if we've seen that Guru have so many disciples. So if we keep that envious attitude, competitive attitude, and we may do so many things, but the attitude, the main ingredient is not proper. Will not be a compassionate or helping or selfless service, or should not be backbiting and all. Then something will happen. That ingredient, that cooked food will be worse. And the third thing is, even though the distance is proper, the ingredients are also proper, but the also third thing is important. What is that? Stirring. We have to stir, otherwise what will happen? It will burn, because fire is continuous. So what is the stirring? The humility. Humility means, so Guru, in the so many episodes of our, I mean, in the journey of life, Guru will take so many decisions. He will chastise us sometimes, even though we have not done anything, for a higher cause. So we won't be able to see his vision at that moment, why he is doing that. But still, we should have a humble attitude. That that some person has not done nothing and he is getting credit. And I did everything, but I am not getting credit. So, but still humility. So, at long run, who will win is the person who is stirring with the right attitude. So that is the main thing. So pranipat, sevaya, and the pariprashnena sevaya. Pariprashna. Humbly asking, what is right to in my spiritual life. These three things important. Then he has seen everything. And just like we know that a father will never tell the hidden treasure, in the sense his main treasure to the person, unless he has a firm faith that he will not squander it. Isn't it? Similarly, Guru is a tattva darshinaha. He will give everything to the disciple who has satisfied his heart. And he knows that he will continue my mission. Mission of what? Glorifying the Lord. Then automatically everything will be transferred. Now there are a few very strange, we have less time. So there are a few people, conception about people, that how the transfer of knowledge happens. You know, some people say, oh, Guru touched my head and all knowledge was transferred to me. Some say that, oh, he has glanced at me and transfer has happened. Or Prabhupada said that some, like electric shock, transfer happened. Shastra never offered this as a main ingredient, a main way, process, the transferring process of knowledge. Constant hearing, just like you said, pranipat and sevaya and hearing and asking question. This is the way. Otherwise, we will be having just such a long time, Guru's association will not give any fruit, and then people will eventually leave that Guru. There are few things which comes to the authenticity of Guru. Who is authentic Guru? So we have to see three things. Guru should not say that Atma so Paramatma. He should know the differentiation between Atma and Paramatma. That is the first criteria. And he should not say that, oh, now the Atma is covered, but when he is free from material ignorance, then he will become Brahman. Navo Narayana. So he should not create Mayavad. Or third time he said, I am only God. I am incarnation of God. So these three things disqualify the person to be a Guru. He should firmly know the three phases of Absolute Truth. What is Brahman? What is Paramatma? What is Bhagwan? And he should have a firm faith that Purushottam Bhagwan. This is the highest and main ingredient, main stage of Absolute Truth. Lastly, he should be very, very practical in his dealing. He should teach his disciple Yukta Vairagya. In the sense, not renunciation only. Everything is a property of Lord and can be used in Krishna's service. So, how to use it? That knowledge transfer should be there. And he should teach that at any point of time, we should not accept any person who is a self-made Guru. Because unless Guru and Krishna both gives mercy, that means this verse comes, yasya deve parabhaktir yatha deve tatha Guru. Unless and until a person have implicit faith in both Krishna and Guru, all the important knowledge, Vedic knowledge would not be revealed. He should have a firm faith. And lastly, we'll see that Guru should be, one example, we'll take a compassionate and firm. So, Shukdev Goswami is a perfect Guru who exemplifies that when he sits before Parikshit Maharaj and all the Guru, all the sages, he was so confident enough to answer all the questions without any hesitation. And when asked the question, Parikshit Maharaj asked that, what is the role of what is the duty of everybody at all time, and what is the duty of a person who is about to die? While answering this question, first Sukhdev Goswami, what he does, he chastises the Grahamedis. So angry, he says, what kind of activities they do? The whole day they work like an ass, and night time they spend for sex. This is not the way. So this is the firmness. I mean, because the Parikshit Maharaj is Grahastha. So he says that the family life, Grahamedis are been. So he chastises the Grahamedi lifestyle. So one who is in. So, and next, he gives a list of activities what should be done. And during that, he is very compassionate. Firm is there, he is very firm in giving the message, but while giving it, he knows the emotional turmoil or how the devotee, his disciple is getting moved by the talk. So when he sees that, in 10th canto, when Khechari, the Putana, the Bala Ghatini, he explains that what is her activities, and she has entered Vrindavan. And Shishu, she is a Bal Ghatini, and Krishna is a Shishu now, is transferred from Mathura to Vrindavan. And now Putana is going there. So immediately Parikshit Maharaj becomes very afraid. And Sukhdev Goswami could see that my disciple is getting very afraid. Immediately he says, no, don't worry. Wherever Krishna's holy names are chanted, there is no inauspicious activity can happen. And there is Krishna himself. So nothing bad will happen. So that kind of attitude should be there in Guru. So overall, we'll end now like this. So Guru, while finding Guru, we should find that his only business should be not a philanthropic activity. Supportive should be there for the reaching to the masses. But his main business is to glorify Krishna. And he should have a firm faith in what he is doing, and he should exemplify in such a way that everybody follows it. And if a disciple takes this faithful surrender to Guru and asks questions and puts the right service attitude, then this fire will happen. That instruction will actually transform the life of disciple, and both will be happy. That the translation says that in this process, both becomes happy. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bhav.